For your free CD, call 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001. 1-800-618-4001.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
A mailbox?
3 days.
Okay, what about a fence?
3 days.
I got one. A swimming pool.
3 days.
Really?
Before you start any digging project, have your property marked for underground lines. Call 800-DIG-RIGHT or 811. It's quick and it's the law.
Oh, how about a castle with a moat?
3 days.
Call before you dig. A message from Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators. Learn more at mosafegas.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
A Garmin Nuvi Personal Navigator has a bright, easy-to-see touchscreen, easy-to-hear speaker, and most include lifetime map updates. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
Naked Crisco Twister.
Oh, you can't beat Naked Crisco Twister. That's the best. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 26th edition. If you can believe it, we're almost into April. This edition of Pinions Playhouse brought to you by Good Feet and the three local Good Feet locations. Here's a quick sound of someone who needs Good Feet. There's the Good Feet customer.
Oh, I can tell the
difference.
Just
walking along, whistling a song.
Ah.
That's the difference. That first guy had plantar fasciitis, didn't know where to go. Second guy, good feet. That's a true story. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
Round of introductions would be in order. Eon the Peon is our control board operator. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to retire, now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason, make an appointment, and they can advise you on what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Tina Del Piez would like to say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Told you. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
Ask Bruce and the boys if they know the what polka?
Cheese.
The cheese polka. You guys know the cheese polka? No, Rat Boy, apparently not. They don't know that one.
Beer barrel polka, not beer cheese.
That would
polka.
You know what? That'd be close. Beer barrel. Beer, cheese, crackers, you know, that kind of thing. We'll check and make sure. Good suggestion, Rat Boy. And apparently you didn't have anything funny to say today.
No.
Let's go to Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra. Take a bow, you guys. You used to bend it over. Come on, take a bow. Yeah. You're the best. Have you ever heard some of the other radio station orchestras?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, they're all horrible. We're brought to you by the Good Feet stores. And remember, you know who I think Good Feet ought to have on TV? I think the Ozzie Smith stuff is good. And I think they have even have Emmett Smith, I think, on some Good Feet commercials. They got a Smith thing, apparently. Uh-huh. And they're all good, and they do the job. But they ought to go back and find that. Remember that little bald-headed Six Flags guy that danced all over the place?
Yeah.
It was a girl. Didn't they say it was a girl?
Well, there was a rumor that it was a girl dressed in a suit to look like a bald-headed guy. Whoever it was, man, could that person dance? And they ought to get that person for good feet. You know, before I could hardly walk. Now look at me.
Or they could have the Smith brothers. Like the guys that make the cough drops and say, we're good for your throats, but they're great for your feet.
You know what? That is brilliant. We're good for your throat, but these guys are good for your feet. Hold up a Good Feet logo. Tina, I try. I would like to reward you after the show.
Okay, thank you.
For that contribution. That deserves a little something extra.
Okay.
Not in the paycheck.
Little is the...
I'm sorry?
Did you hear what he said?
I heard it. I keep notes. I keep a ledger. And this ledger that I'm opening now, on the cover it says, cruel and mean things that will cost people Christmas bonuses. I'll be entering Peon's remark about me being little.
I thought that might be our Easter bonus.
Easter bonus.
Just throwing it out there.
Not
did
the
I
size.
Miss something?
Yeah, no, he didn't.
That'll be the day when there are Easter bonuses.
I know.
Good Feet Stores, here's what you need to know. You need to know there's a very good chance that if you have pain, let's start with your feet, okay? Plantar fasciitis, number one offender, biggest reason people go in, but it could also be knee pain or heel pain. Well, heel is your foot, or neck pain or back pain. But it's coming from the way you're walking, the way you're standing, abusing your feet. And a lot of people are surprised when they find that they're not going to have ongoing therapy. They're not going to have surgery. They're not going to have to be on painkillers. They put a simple insert in their shoes, in your own shoes. But they don't sell shoes. You're not going to have to buy any shoes. And they have different inserts for different kinds of shoes. And then all of a sudden, and when I say all of a sudden, I mean right there in the store, when you get up and walk around and you hear customers go, oh man, wow, this is great. They are expressing what it feels like to, for the first time in a long time, walk around and not feel that pain. And if you don't feel that in the store, you're not under any obligation to do anything or buy anything. Just thank them for trying and go on your way. But you're going to be surprised probably to find what relief can be found in this one place, the Good Feet Stores. That's why they call it your place for one-stop pain relief. And it's a whole lot less expensive than any sort of ongoing therapy or treatment or surgery or certainly multiple prescriptions being refilled. The Good Feet Stores, online, goodfeetstlouis.com, in your car, or unless you're in a whole lot of pain and you walk there. I live just west of 270 across from Friday's, South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois on Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet Stores. Oh, we didn't forget about it. He's here, and I'm guessing since he had about 15 extra minutes to kind of polish and fine-tune the material, it's going to be killer.
I can't wait.
From Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra and brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey. Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Oh, Bill, it's a great day. It's a great day.
It is a great day. Always a great day. Well, Rosie O'Donnell celebrated her 50th birthday.
Sure doesn't look it.
And she celebrated her 50th birthday with boxer Mike Tyson. No joke. Yeah. They seem like kind of an odd couple. One's a tough, bruising heavyweight, and the other's a former boxing champion.
I knew it was coming. It's still funny.
All right. Well, George Clooney is planning to launch his own brand of tequila. Hopefully it's a success because, you know, it'd be finally nice to see something go right for that guy.
Yeah, no kidding. That poor Clooney.
And the toxicology report on Whitney Houston is in. It found she had cocaine, marijuana, Benadryl, and other medications in her system, and that she used cocaine immediately prior to her death.
Lies.
In a related story, duh!
Wow.
Sorry. Remember when that first came out, duh? Everybody was doing duh.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
It got old real fast.
Yeah. Well, Mitt Romney is claiming that Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich are mathematically eliminated.
Uh-oh.
You know, sort of like the Kansas City Royals on the second day of the baseball season.
Oh, boy.
And, finally.
Hang on, buckle up.
Well, TSA has said now that elderly passengers at select airports no longer have to remove their shoes.
All right.
Bad news is the rest of their clothes have to come off.
Oh, man.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
Speaking of that, did anybody watch that video the other day on TV that they just posted? It was taken about 2-3 years ago.
Yes.
Of this guy traveling with his son.
The 3-year-old in a wheelchair.
Yeah. 3 years old, handicapped, in a wheelchair, and they're dusting that kid down for explosives
yes,
and stuff.
Yes, making him move around.
What a joke. Horrible. I have a great story for you. I like cars. Everybody knows. I buy used cars, new cars. I've bought, I don't know, 3-4 years. I've bought cars out of town. I went down to visit my daughter and bought a used car. I went to, I think one time I was in Kansas City or something, and I bought a used car there. So I bought a used car out of town a little over a year ago. And sometimes I'll sell them, play with them. My daughter's going to need a car pretty soon. That'll probably come from Landoff if we get a new one. But this was a pre-owned car, real low miles, an 07 with 11,000 miles on it. That's pretty good. That's kind of like the Trailblazer I got from Landoff. That's an 04, and it had 20,000 miles. So I buy this car. Now, because of the miles, the dealer says, you want an extended warranty. And I said, I don't know. I said, sometimes I think it's a good idea and sometimes it's not. So he starts telling me about the warranty, and it's a really all-inclusive bumper-to-bumper warranty. It's a 60,000 mile. In other words, I have an additional 60,000 or 4 years, whichever comes first. Anything happens, covered, but it's expensive. It's $3,200. However, and there's always
a however in life.
You and I both know that if something major craps out on a car, something, it can be $2,000-$4,000. I mean, so I said, okay, I'll take it. I buy this warranty. Something pops up that needs to be done on the car. But I said to the guy, you know, I live in St. Louis, and I said, nationwide. He said, it's sold through the dealership, but it's honored anywhere you take the car. They just need to go into the database and see that, you know, you have the warranty. Something happens here a couple of weeks ago, and I go into a place, and I said, this needs to be done, but I have a warranty. And they came back and said, no, you don't. And I said, oh, yeah. Contact the dealer, you know, where I bought it, pre-owned, they'll tell you. So they call the dealer said, no. Now, this is $3,200. So I get on the phone, I call the dealer, and I said, hang on a second. Now, the one thing you need to know about me is I'm not good with paper, filing, keeping records. I can't find my personal property. I never can find my personal property tax receipt. And by the way, this was a big lesson to me. Start putting things in a file, in a folder, in the glove box, something. I had no evidence, but I knew I had bought this warranty. You know how sometimes you think maybe you're going crazy? But you know you did something, either that or you have lost your mind. And I keep telling this dealer, I said, I distinctly remember, and it wasn't inexpensive, it was like $2,000-$3,000. No, he said, we've checked the system there, there's no record, you don't have an extended warranty on that car. I talked to the service guy at the place where I had bought it, he said, no. And I'm not kidding. I hung up and thought, all right, I have officially lost my mind. And then, while I was looking for something else, I found the contract and the receipt. $3,200, 60,000 miles, 4 years, whichever comes first. I called the dealer where I bought the car, and I said, you know what? Look what I discovered. And I read them the information. The girl in that department, she said, you have a contract number? And I said, sure, it's 21-635. She said, oh, here, yeah, you do have an extended warranty. Now, let me just say that prior to this, I had kind of unloaded on the dealer where I bought it, because I said to them, I said, somebody here is nuts, and I don't think it's me. I don't have any proof, but I'm telling you. Well, they then kind of jumped on me and said, listen, you didn't buy a warranty. It's not in our system. It doesn't exist. And we don't appreciate you going on and on and on about something you never even did. And I seriously started to question my own mind. I thought maybe I was thinking about buying it. I thought about it so much that I thought about it. So I called the dealership back where it was bought, and I personally apologized to the salesman and to the service guy. And I said, I owe you guys an apology. I kind of went ballistic, thinking maybe you had misplaced my warranty information, but apparently I don't have a warranty. Now, after I had apologized profusely, I find that I do, in fact, have a warranty. That moment right there is the greatest feeling in the world. When you're sitting with a receipt and you call people out for making you feel like some kind of an idiot, when, in fact, now they can't apologize enough. We don't know what happened. I said, let me ask you a question. What if I'd had a $4,000 repair, air conditioning went out, something with the engine went out, and I end up paying for it when, in fact, I had a warranty all along, and then we find that out later? I said, this is not a little thing to overlook. Now they're stumbling, bumbling, fumbling around, and they're probably still going to give me another call. And I said, I don't know what to tell you, except I want a personal apology from everybody there. And there were four different people that said to me, well, I'm sorry, but we're tired of hearing that you think you bought a warranty.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
When, in fact, you didn't. We're not responsible for this repair. Man, it'd feel good. Here's the lesson. Keep your paper. And I'm the worst about it. And I'm going to tell my kids, keep everything, every receipt, every, just keep it. Because I always assume that when you do something anywhere, I don't care, you buy a ceiling fan somewhere, they've got it in their system that you bought it, you know, and they do 99.9% of the time. I mean, don't you feel that way?
Oh, yeah. Usually.
No, I always save everything.
But well, I save stuff.
It doesn't surprise me that you're organized, Tina. I'm just not. And I hate paper, and I hate filing anything. But, man, did I learn a lesson from this, because had I not found that stuff, I'd be paying for everything that came along when I'd already paid $3,200. And it turns out it actually is a really good, legitimate warranty, but I would have never been able to take advantage of it. Tiger Woods broke his streak, I believe, over the weekend in Orlando.
Yeah.
Finally won something. Mad Men came back on last night. Not disappointing. It was great. For those of you who don't watch Mad Men, I'm not going to try to explain it to you, but it was as good as ever when it came back last night. Now, here's a question for you. This is one of those whatever happened to. And when I say the name, the men in the room are not going to be able to stand up for a few minutes.
Uh-uh.
Whatever happened to Claudia Schiffer?
Oh, wow.
Think about it.
I thought she married the magician.
No. They married and split, or were together and split, David Copperfield.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened to her?
Maybe.
She on one of those shows recently?
I have not seen or heard of Claudia Schiffer forever. Mm-hmm. I just wonder what happened. Now, here's another thing I don't get. My wife asked me. She didn't make me, because she can't make me do anything, because I'm the boss at her house. She begged me. She said, would you please allow me to go look at a couch? And I said, I don't know. Let me think about it. And she said, okay, my darling, whatever you decide. And I thought, well,
I've seen
you
guys talk to each other, you know, on trips and things. I can
baby
tell
talk.
That's it's real mm-hmm. close to that.
And I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, she never asked for anything. She doesn't have much materially, so what the heck? I'll go with her. And we went to look at a couch. Now, we're in this furniture store. Am I the only person who doesn't understand distressed furniture?
Mm-hmm.
That used to be called beat-up furniture, okay? Got dents in it. It's got chips, chunks taken out of it. It looks like bad movers got a hold of it. And now that's a furniture that people want. They want that look. Mm-hmm. They want chunks knocked out of it and paint pieces. What the heck? I hate that look. My wife saw a piece of furniture and she goes,
Isn't that great? Looks like it's set outside for
It's just not beautiful at all. It's like it's in a tornado or something. I'll never get that. I mentioned earlier, and folks, you ought to try it, the new KTRS app. It's very rare that we can come on here and go, hey, KTRS is on top of something, but we have a new app, and it really works. As soon as I got the email, I downloaded it, and boom, right there, crystal clear, no matter where you are, KTRS on your phone. And then very quickly, I got a really nice email from a guy named Robert, and he said, I thought you'd appreciate a gift that my son gave me for Father's Day last year. When's Father's Day? It's coming up. When is it?
June.
Like the third Sunday.
June something, yeah.
He says, having sons yourself, I think you'll get a kick out of this. And what his son did, son's now 28 and going to get married this June, his son wrote out a list that says, what I learned from my dad in no particular order. And they're just single lines, like you should love and respect your mother. There are two sides to every story. Pay yourself first. How to take care of my dad when he's getting older. How to cut the grass. How to throw a baseball. There are a lot of stupid people in the world. Be careful. Never stop educating yourself. And it's just a list of all the things he learned from his dad. My point here is this. You folks who are struggling in this economy and this mentality that everybody's got to buy somebody something for Valentine's Day or Father's Day or Mother's Day or Christmas or birthday, this is the and will always be not only inexpensive, but probably the greatest gift your mom or your dad or your son will ever get. It's not about money. I've told you, the best gift my mother-in-law ever gave me was within the last year, and I think it was my birthday. She didn't have much, but she has a pretty good life. We see to that. And she sent me a card, and it just said, there's never a day that goes by that I'm not thankful for all you do for me. The greatest gift she's ever given me. Socks, ties, that stuff, fine, but that got my attention. So remember that as we get to Mother's Day, Father's Day, any of that stuff. You may think you're shortchanging somebody by not spending money on them. That's the easy way out. Sit down and just write. Just get on the computer and go, here's why I'm glad you're my dad, or you're my mom, or you're my son. And just write what you're thinking. It'll go a long, long way. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a... The setting for the joke is an office. It's a business. The boss, the big boss, is Harvey. Harvey's out for the day. And everybody knows he's out for the day. Well, you know, like when that Mark Dorsey, is that his name?
Mark Dorsey? Yes,
when he's out, you know, nothing gets done. Everybody runs around, have sex in the offices and stuff. You know how it goes here. So Harvey's out for the day, and everybody knows it. But Harvey calls into the office to talk to Bob, one of his salesmen. And he calls and he says, Bob, how's everything going today there at the office? Bob said, oh, boss, forgive me if I'm short with you, but busy. A lot going on here today, but I got it under control, boss. You need to know that. And he said, well, that's great, Bob. He said, Bob, could you do me a favor? And Bob says, sure, boss. What is it? He says, Bob, could you speed it up a little bit? He says, I don't understand. Speed what up? He said, well, turn around and look behind you. I'm in the foursome behind you.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it looking, Tim?
Well, we've got a couple of messy highways right now. Two accidents on westbound 70. The first one is at Cave Springs. That was blocking the left lane when we flew over it. And then just a little further west, we've got one at 370. That was blocking the left lane. Traffic was jammed pretty solid from 94 out through 370. It's heavy again from Mid-Rivers Mall Drive out through TR Hughes. Also looking at westbound 40. you've got that normal stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland. That right lane is really jammed up from Spady up to Highway 270, and then all lanes from 270 through Mason. But then we had some kind of incident that was on the Boone Bridge that was blocking the lane. That's been cleared, but Chesterfield Valley westbound from Boone's Crossing all the way out to the Boone Bridge is just one solid jam. And that's also causing about a half a mile to three-quarter of a mile backup on Chesterfield Airport Road trying to merge onto westbound 40. Southbound 270, no change there. That's stop-and-go approaching Olive down through Big Bend. On eastbound 270, that's heavy midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Let's see here. Southbound 55, they've just cleared an accident off the ramp to Richardson. And then eastbound 40, that's running a little bit slow now from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Make a stop at St. Louis Bread Company, part of your morning routine. Always grilled to order, breakfast sandwich, or a delicious panini for lunch. Visit St. Louis Bread Company today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS tonight with Steve Cochran.
One more night of Tiger Talk. I know. I don't like it any better than you do. But we will have Tiger Talk tonight. A little bit of a donut show, as we've done for so many of these Mondays. I'll do the first hour. Then we'll have Tiger Talk. Then we'll come back and finish. And just before we're done, there'll be a quiz to see how closely you've been listening.
KTRS tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Now here's a pitch to Shannon. Swung on, deep in the left field. Back close.
Hey, Mike Shannon here. You know, when I think about my 50-plus years of being involved in Cardinals baseball, I think about the greatest fans in sports, the rich tradition, and I think about winning 11 world championships. The Redbirds are going to go for 12-12, and we hope you'll join us all season long right here at the ballpark.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
Single game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
Oh, yeah!
All-inclusive tickets are on sale now at Cardinals.com. All-inclusive tickets feature a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, and a great view of the game.
What a night! What an evening of baseball!
Fans, this is Cardinals manager Mike Matheny. With the additions we've made in the offseason, we're going for 12-12. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now at Cardinals.com.
This one will go down in history as an all-timer.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Get to a better place.
Homeowners, you've heard the news. Interest rates hit 50-year lows. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes. That's right, the threes. Now is the time to save money or pay your home off faster. Make the smart financial decision. Join the thousands of homeowners who have already jumped on this opportunity. But you must act now. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Don't wait. With rates and APRs in the threes, there's never been a better time to start saving. Call now, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now 314-878-9999.
Like most Americans, my family is pretty short on time and money these days. Three kids, extra hours at work, and the bills keep piling up. So when I read there might be a new law in Missouri requiring me to get a prescription before I can buy certain cold and allergy medicines, I wasn't happy. Can we really afford to miss work or school to go to our doctor every time someone in our family needs Claritin D or Sudafed? The paper said some local politicians are pushing this because meth dealers use an ingredient in these medicines to help make their drugs. Thankfully, other lawmakers have introduced better solutions that target criminals and protect access to certain cold and allergy medicines that families like mine depend on. Punishing criminals, not families. Shouldn't we give that a chance?
Learn more at StopMethNotMeds.com. Paid for by the Consumer Healthcare Products Association.
This is your last chance to take thousands off MSRP at West County Nissan. Maximus, $8,500 off or $239 per month. Muranos, $8,500 off or $259 per month. Plus, take $5,500 off Altimas or $149 per month. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in-stock units only. 39-month lease, TT&L included. 12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95 down.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166. Or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF. Or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Protect your engine like never before with Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. Now with 20% more cleaning agents. No other gasoline protects better.
I want to go to that St. Peter's.
Yeah, sounds like a nice place.
Wherever that is.
Tiny bubble.
Yeah, the wine music means it's wine time in Southern California. Why not? You're right down the coast from Northern California, that Napa Valley where all that great wine comes from. And a man who has consumed more than his share is Mike Evans. He's with us now, courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Boy, are they busy. Business is really good for Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes, as it should be when you do what you do so well. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Here is Mike Evans, everybody. What are we drinking?
Oh, it's really good.
2008 Petite Syrah bottle of Parducci wine.
Parducci.
Hard to read when your vision's blurred.
That's true.
What's going on?
Pop quiz question. There's a new TV talent show looking for comedians, singers, ventriloquists, magicians. Is it called Talented Truckers, just for people who drive trucks?
Oh, my goodness.
Hamburger Hitters, just for people who work fast food joints? Or Mall Miracles, just for people who work at malls? Answer in just a minute. I predicted Hunger Games would do at least $130 million, did $155 million. Anybody see it in the studio?
Not yet.
No, my daughter saw it.
Gave it 3.5 stars. Sidebars, reports that archery equipment is selling off the shelf. That, by the way, is the star of the show, Jennifer Lawrence.
I don't know who that is.
Her choice of weapon, bow and arrow. It's nice to know that a lot of novices are going out and buying bows and arrows. She was in Winter's Bone, which is a great movie. I gave that movie 3.5 stars. When I saw it, before it ever hit theaters, then it did go to theaters, and of course she was nominated for an Oscar Best Actress.
Now
for
that's a fantastic movie. If anybody gets a chance to see it, I love that movie.
Winter's Bone.
Yeah.
About a family in the backwoods of Missouri.
No, it's some tremendous acting.
Yeah. Jennifer needed 4 bodyguards this weekend just to go to the grocery. Her life has changed forever. The movie is a trilogy, so there's 2 more yet to come.
Now, out there in California, when you want to go out shopping or something, how many people do you, like an entourage, how many do you have?
Usually just myself and the dog.
Wow. Probably wear a disguise.
The dog protection?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that dog. That dog's a man-eater, that bogey.
Hey, bogey, what are you doing?
Bogey, mess with,
what are you doing? Get your ball. Love Nuggets. Justin Bieber. has got to be a little jealous. Girlfriend Selena Gomez is in Florida shooting her movie Spring Breakers and is just flirting with everybody she meets. Word that Arnold, the impregnator, governator, Schwarzenegger, is getting closer to moving back in with his wife, Maria. She's going to take him back.
Oh. Beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Well, she needs the money. That Kennedy family, they don't have any money.
Yeah, there you go. Odds and ends. Last year, Oprah's network officially lost $145,600,000.
That's not too bad.
She's in town.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
so
I was going to mention.
There?
She's doing Oprah's life class.
Life class,
she's
yeah.
She's doing seminars.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, what was the price of that thing?
I don't know.
How long is the seminar?
I have no idea. I
think you walk on hot coals at the end of it or anything?
Gosh. No, but Tim Robbins is here.
Tony Robbins.
Or Tony Robbins.
Oh,
Tony
that's
Robbins
right.
And
idiot.
A couple other people, but... But
he's a moron.
It's going to be on the OWN network.
Why doesn't Oprah just go away now? I mean, doesn't she have enough money?
Why can't these people give it a rest?
Yeah, I got hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm going to go enjoy life. Got a nice place over on Maui and all the money I need. And
I think these women will do all right without your life class coming through town.
They
and
follow
that Tony Robbins, is he... What are his credentials? Is he a some kind
know.
Of, or is he just a
He's
guy
just
who?
Goofy, and why people follow him, I have no idea. I got a couple of friends though. I got a guy at my church that went to Fuji and spent $25,000 to go spend a week with Tony Robbins.
Hey, let me. I don't know if you remember this or not. About 5 years ago, we went out. My wife and I went out to Palm Springs. We land at the airport, and it's busier than busy. I mean, and we get in the cab. And I asked the cab driver, I said, what's going on out here? And he said, Tony Robbins. And I said, Tony Robbins, what? He said he just held a five-day seminar, and he said 2,000 people paid $5,000 apiece. That's $10 million Ooh. For a five-day seminar. Now, what can you tell me that's worth that kind of money?
It's
that
ridiculous.
I'm a good person, and there's only one me, and nobody else is like me, and I can do anything I put my mind to, and... Blah blah blah. Oh, and here and buy my CDs
my book,
and stuff,
my T-shirts and everything
yeah,
else.
Absolutely.
Oh, they followed Oprah to a restaurant, and Gail King was with her. And
well, I'm surprised. She's not usually with Oprah.
That was weird.
Grand prize of a worldwide internet sweepstake contest wins a free first class trip to Los Angeles. And gets to touch the Hollywood sign, which you can't get to the Hollywood sign unless there's a special promotion granted by the city. I mean, it's up in a hill, surrounded by fence. There's guards surrounding the sign so it doesn't get destroyed. The winner was Gillian Singletary, who lives in Las Feliz, which is less than 2 miles from the sign.
Oh, my goodness.
Instead of flying to L.A., she actually rode her bike over to the sign.
Nice.
To meet the contest promoters and go up and see the sign.
That's beautiful.
I love it. Madonna's concert. Madonna? She's a slunt.
Yeah.
She is a haggio slunt. Madonna's concert is being called X-rated, raunchy, and now word from the Russian government, if she has a raunchy X-rated concert in Russia, which she is playing Russia, they will arrest her. Also, she was on stage yesterday and got up and started talking and promoting how it was good for people to do ecstasy. Most of the people in the crowd were 18, 19-year-olds.
And by the way, before any of you want to email Mr. Evans being mad that he called her a slut, get yourself a copy of Madonna's Coffee Table, that book that she wrote. It's the filthiest, most vulgar, vile thing you've ever read.
Absolutely.
So before you get offended...
Here, you know, she's telling these 18, 17, 18, 19-year-olds to do ecstasy. She's a 53-year-old slut hag that's trying to hold on to her popularity, so you know she's talking about it's good to do drugs.
Yeah, she can't stand it that the Gagas of the world have taken her place.
Boy, that's exactly right. Jersey Shore stuff. It is true. Snooki and the Situation will not be back next season. I'm sorry, Frank.
Who cares?
Oh, okay?
Who cares? I'm fine.
All right. producers originally planned to change the cast every year, so they don't care about this. And finally.
Oh.
Just fight back the tears, everybody.
I know. What's the name of this new TV talent show? Talented Truckers, Hamburger Hitters, Mall Miracles.
I hope it's Talented Truckers. That sounds pretty good to me. Tina, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the Hamburger Guys.
I'm going to go Mall Miracles.
Hamburgers.
Truckers.
There's probably most of the talent could be the girls outside the parking lot at the Talented Truckers.
Idiots.
Where they will also be doing some of the final shows at the huge truck stops around the country.
That's a show right there. That's a good
show. I'm Mike Evans.
Why do you think it is that you three are so stupid?
I don't know.
And I'm the one that gets it every time. That's unbelievable.
Can't figure it out.
Actually, I think that's a great idea. Truck drivers singing and dancing and doing impressions. I don't know why I think that's funny, especially if some of it's done at a truck stop. I think it's pretty funny. That was Mike Evans, drinking wine and being brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Been going to the same dentist for 39 years. Remember the first time I walked in there, and Dr. Watanabe said, "What's your name, little man?" 39 years ago.
It was your teeth he was working on?
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Yeah, no.
Were you short? Or?
Well, I was young. I was real young. That was 39 years ago. I was like 11 or 12 or something.
Oh, yeah. That
being young, man. I said, oh, wait a minute. No, wait. You know what? I'm thinking of somebody else. I'm thinking of a kid that was in there the day I was in there. Oh. But I have gone there 39 years and have never once wanted to go to another dentist. I've had dentists call the station before Ballast Dental Care ever went on the air. Now, they've been on the air for 12, 13 years. Dentists would call, and they'd say, like, Frank, to endorse us, talk about us. And I said, I can't do it, because to do it, I'd have to leave my dentist, and I don't want to do it. And so I didn't, and I still don't. And I've made it very clear to Dr. Watanabe, you will retire when I say you can retire. And the same goes for everybody else that works here. Dr. Haynes, Dr. Olivier, you're all sticking right here till I don't need you anymore. I would love to think that that's the case. But even if he retires, he's got a great staff of people. I'll still go there. I'll go there till I drop dead, probably, because it's the kind of dental clinic you didn't think existed. You thought they were all some chamber of horrors or something, place to get anxious and nervous about. No, no, no. Check it out. Make an appointment. Tell them you're AM and the PM. You'd like to become a new patient. They'd love to have you. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and the website is ballastdentalcare.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, they've cleared that first accident westbound 70 at Cave Springs. The second accident at 370, that's all been moved off to the right shoulder, but you still have jammed up traffic from Zumbel through Highway 370. Once you get beyond that, it looks pretty good. Southbound 270, that was getting much better. It's looking a little bit slow now from Ladue down through the Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, heavy approaching Lindbergh through New Forest. And downtown, you're all thinned out there. And westbound 40, you still have that normal jam up from Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason. And then you're slow through the valley, Chesterfield Valley, from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Make a stop at St. Louis Bread Company, part of your morning routine. Always grilled to order, breakfast sandwich or a delicious panini for lunch. Visit St. Louis Bread Company today. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550. Yeah, baby. KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk. Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
John Beal.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a rebate of up to $1,375, purchase a qualifying Lennox home comfort system by June 15th. Call Scott Lee Heating and make your appointment today.
Well, we had a good time today. We hope you did, too. Thank you for joining us. Be with us again tomorrow. Till then, have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
McGraw, Steve Cochran, The Showgram with JC and Trish, Franco Pinion, Sports Night, and The Nighthawk, The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, and KT.